as I mentioned earlier, I think really when it comes down to this election, it's about, and it's same as with most elections, it's about picking people who have qualifications and experience and have been out there and worked with it. I've worked, of course, this is the 116th district, which I know, and just a couple of other points maybe off of the questions. I was kind of surprised when you were interested because really the Southern only comes up to a small part of, I think, the 116th, a little bit of Pinckneyville and DuCoin maybe. A lot of this area up here is covered, I think, by the Belleville News Democrat, and they have sent me questionnaires and questionnaires and for information as well. Other issues related up here on the 116th that I've been involved in, you didn't ask about, but one of them here along the Mississippi River where we are, there's been a lot of flooding over the years. Working with levees and improving levees and emergency management related to flooding issues. We dealt with those last spring, and the levee systems, they're not just one levee, and they're not owned by the Army Corps of Engineers, despite what somebody may think. Actually, in this district, which basically the system runs from basically the confluence of the Kaskaskia and Mississippi Rivers, which is just north of Chester, and it runs all the way up to the Jefferson Barracks Bridge there, which is South St. Louis, Interstate 255. And that actually is four levee districts covering Monroe and Randolph counties, which is Monroe and Randolph counties are the core areas of the 116th. It also includes a little bit of Perry County and a little bit of southern St. Clair County. Worked with the levee districts in long-term funding and planning. The one related to the Edgar Lakes drainage, which is the southern one in Prairie to Rocher, there was issues on that a couple, 3 years ago. We were able to raise funds to get the Army Corps of Engineers to do studies on that. That was very important. Prairie to Rocher is a little community over here in Randolph County that has been working on improving tourism and supporting their floods. When you get into wet springs, which is something else we've been planning on this year and working with, we're just having meetings between the two counties and the Army Corps of Engineers, I think it was the last week or the week before, it was just a few days back. What happens if we have flooding again this year, which looks to be likely, and how are the levees going to fare through those issues? And those are something that takes place up here as well. That you have to deal with in this area. Other issues are related to that have taken place over a period of time is questions about solar energy and solar farms. There's been a lot of discussion about entering the, building and constructing those in the Bi-County area. And we've worked with them. Nothing real large has actually happened yet, but I suspect it's not going to be too long before something does, and that will be taking place up here as well. Just some other issues and things that you see happening up here that you don't normally hear about, maybe in other locations.